こんにちは皆さん。Guten Tag, meine Damen und Herren. My name is Nobi Kondo. Ich bin aus Tokyo in Japan. Und heute Morgen bin ich aus Kreisstadt von dem Harz gekommen. And unfortunately, my German is not good enough to make speech. So please allow me to make speech in English. So I hope everyone here do understand English. So although my English is not so good, but please accept my poor English for next 1 hour. First of all, let me introduce myself. I majored electrical engineering in Keio University, Tokyo. And when I was 20s, I was sent to Munich based on the international exchange program for technical student. Then, which was held only in summertime. And I worked for, worked in the repair factory of Deutsche Bundesbahn in Munich area for 3 months. But it was my first international experience or different cultural experience when I was 20s. And then I joined, right after my graduation, I joined JEOL, JEOL Limited. Former company name is Japan Electron Optics Laboratory Limited, but today it's called JEOL Limited. Probably you are not so familiar with this company, but JEOL is a world leading manufacturer of electron microscopes. The company was founded 1949, so we're going to celebrate 60th anniversary in 3 years. In terms of the electron microscope, there are only four big companies. One is JEOL. The other one is very famous Hitachi, Japanese company. And the third one is the former Philips, Netherlands, Dutch company. But Philips sold all entire electron microscope business to American company, FEI. So today, Philips microscopes are sold with a brand of FEI everywhere. And then final player on this market is your colleagues, Zeiss, German company. Zeiss traditionally has been good at optical microscopes, but also recently they developed very good electron microscope, which are promoted in Japan too. So there are only four electron microscope companies. I joined this company nearly 40 years ago, and then when the exhibition was held in Leningrad, Soviet Union, I was again sent to Soviet to stay there about half a year. Actually, I attended the exhibition in Leningrad for 1 month, making demonstrations of the electron microscope to scientists in Soviet or Leningrad. And then after that, the electron microscope was sold to Moscow State University. Then I moved to Moscow to install the electron microscope and trained the technicians in the universities. So so totally, probably 6 months, 7 months, around half a year, I stayed in the Soviet Union under Brezhnev administration. Probably you are not familiar with Mr. Brezhnev, but Mr. Brezhnev was the general secretary of the Communist Party of Soviet Union. But today, Soviet disappeared, and now Russia. No, is today. So anyway, so this was my second international experience in my career. And then, so at the age of 40, when I was 40, I was suddenly transferred from Tokyo headquarters of JEOL to Boston, where the U.S. operation was located. So in Boston, Japan JEOL USA Inc. Was there, still is there. And since I was already a manager, then I had to take some responsibility to manage New Jersey operation as well as Boston operation, deputy general manager of the group. Unfortunately, I didn't speak English so well at that time because you know, after enter the company, almost I needed to speak only Japanese to the customers or to the colleagues. Then I was suddenly asked. So it was a very tough time. Although, you know, I prepared for my new assignment for a couple of months, but I couldn't pick up English. And then first half a year, I got a stomach ulcer due to the stress by using the English language as a tool of communication with people there. But anyway, eventually I lived in Boston for 8.5 years. And eventually, I took full responsibility of the entire operation, the JOL USA. JOL USA has about 300 employees. 280 are American, local employees, and 20 are Japanese being transferred from parent company. So the number of salesperson is about 20 or 25. And the more than 200 people are service engineers and technicians, because we sold many electron microscope or other analytical instruments to the United States over 40 years of because the JOL USA, U.S. Subsidiary was established in 1961 before my entering to the company. So therefore already number of installation is so huge. Therefore we needed many local service engineers. But again, I had very tough intercultural experience because always we had a conflict between Japanese technical trainers as well as American trainee, how to pick up the technological matters or how you know, bring up them as a you know, good service engineers, something like that. But again, at that time, we had a very tough problem in terms of the language. The Japanese people don't speak English so well, and the English, American employee don't speak Japanese. So always the language is a big concern. But today, you are quite lucky. Your native language is German. And since you are learning international business or marketing, so the English is a mandatory as a tool of communication. Without English knowledge, you can get any information from the US or England or whatever in the country. Even Japan, English is getting very important. For example, a very famous Nissan story. Nissan, the automobile manufacturer, at that time Nissan was second only to the Toyota. But Nissan was on the verge of bankruptcy several years ago. And finally, Nissan asked Mercedes or some other company to support financially, but Mercedes refused. And finally, a French company, Renault, decided to support Nissan, and Renault invested the one-third of entire stocks. So they bought one-third of Nissan stocks. And then they sent the president, Carlos Ghosn. Carlos Ghosn was a Lebanon guy who was born, I think, in Brazil, and he worked for French company Renault. So it's a kind of international guy. And when he came to Japan, he asked many people what is the reason why Nissan was so bad figures, in red figures, or nearly bankruptcy. And then finally he found one simple thing, the communication. Among Nissan, throughout the company, communication was too bad. Also, communication was done only in Japanese, but still communication wasn't great. Between top management and middle managers, and among middle managers, or even lower level technicians or you know, employees, the communication was too bad. So then I think this is a lack of management. Then he tried to establish a cross-functional team. Cross-functional team means a kind of project team, recruiting capable people from a factory, technical department, or sales department, and then they could made some a team. And then he used their information or proposals or good knowledge to rebuild the company. the important thing is, at that time, still today, the official language at Nissan, a Japanese company, is English. So among board of directors meeting or manager meeting or any level of meeting, as far as French guy is with Japanese, the English, they must be English. No more French, no more Japanese. But Carlos Ghosn, he likes to visit local factories too. And he likes to talk to the very low level employees, like technicians. In that case, as you remember, sorry to say, but the low level employee or technician, most of them don't speak English. In that case, he used a professional translators, always a young translator, women translator, accompany him to make communication so effective. But my point is, even in Japan, so the English is as a tool of communication, and English is getting more important, unfortunately. Back to 40 years ago, when I was in Munich, I tried to improve my German English. Then I went to Goethe Institute or something. And one of teachers at Goethe Institute told us that student, you know, in the future, Russian and English would be a world language. I didn't believe so. Yeah, English okay, but Russian. But eventually, in 1989, you remember quite well, the Berlin Wall was collapsed, and next year, 1990. The both eastern part and western part of Germany merged or consolidated, and 1991, Soviet Union was gone, and New Russia started. So, still now, Putin's Russia is becoming strong, but I don't believe Russian language will be world language as a tool of communication for all people. So now English is very important. So then, I will. A little talk about my business. Anyway, coming back to my personal history, after working for JL USA in Boston, living there for 8.5 years, I was again asked to come back to Japan to take responsibility for domestic sales and marketing for electron microscope or analytical instrument business. But at that time, Japan's economy, the so-called bubble economy burst, and JOL was in red figures. But one of JOL's subsidiary, for your information, JOL has more than 25 subsidiaries, domestically and international. In Japan, 11 and 12, and overseas probably 12 to 13, 25, I guess. The all subsidiaries were in red figures, and particularly Japan Laser Corporation, which is my company today, was nearly bankrupt. Then the top management of JOL asked me to take a full responsibility of Japan Laser Corporation. So at that time, I was 49, I think so. And I was promoted to be a member of board, so director, at the age of 45. I was the youngest director at JOL at that time. So, but then suddenly I received this request. So, of course, I had no other choice, and I was transferred from parent company to Japan Laser Corporation. This is my history. Now I'm talking about my company, JLC, Japan Laser Corporation, a little bit from now on. Japan Laser Corporation, this is the head. Sorry, okay. My way. Oh, sure. Back to the back. Okay, yeah, okay. So this is our headquarters in Tokyo, and this is a four-story building. We are using the ground floor, second floor, third floor, or first floor, second floor, third floor. Anyway, so the four-story building and in Tokyo near Shinjuku area, and. The Japan Laser is a trading firm. It's not a manufacturer. And the oldest trading firm specializes in lasers and electro-optics in Japan. Because the company was established in 1968. Coincidentally, in this year, I joined parent company JOL. right after graduation from the university. And as probably you are familiar with lasers. Laser was invented in 1960. So then Joule, although it is an electron microscope manufacturer, Joule also developed lasers. And successfully, we developed lasers in 1963, which was the first time in Japan. Then Joule needed the highest technology or products developed by Coherent or in the United States. So then they established Japan Laser Corporation as an importing companies. So therefore, the business domain is basically scientific and industrial. We are offering leading edge tools and optimal solutions for science and technology based on optical technologies or laser technologies. And corporate profile, JLC stands for Japan Laser Corporation, a Joule company. Because still today, Joule owned 70% of stocks and 30% owned directors and employees. And we are a very small or medium-sized company in Japan, having 3 billion yen as annual turnover in assets. So from now on, I'm talking about many figures, but for your information, it depends on the exchange rate. So in order to avoid your confusion, so say I see the exchange rate, I try to set 100 yen to the dollar. The actual exchange rate today is 115 yen to the dollar and 160 yen to the euro. The euro has been too much appreciated from my point of view. Used to be 100 yen, $1, 1 euro, which is good for us, both trading company or for exporters. But 160 yen to the euro, the travelers from Japan to Germany, everything too expensive. Really, so. Tokyo was notorious for high prices, but today in Japan, everything is much cheaper than here in Germany. Amazing. So, but the 160 means prices of automobiles, or TVs, or whatever, based on US dollars or euro basis, not yen basis. So therefore, for exporters, if the price is 1 euro, then we can get 160 yen. So 60 yen is additional profit from exchange rate. But if exchange rate is 100 yen to the dollar, so there is no profit from the exchange rate. So therefore, today for Japanese Honda, or Toyota, or even Mazda, those automobiles. I saw many Japanese car companies already here in this campus. Those cars must be very cheap today. They can discount more. Instead, for Japan Laser, we import many products. Now, if the product price is 1 euro, then before we had to pay only 110, but today we had to pay 160 yen for 1 euro products, which is very tough, our cost is. So, but anyway, today 3 billion yen or 30 million US dollars as annual turnover, and the number of employees is 46. And this is Japan. You are not so familiar with Japan. Japan has about 4,000 islands. So many. For your information, there are 7,000 islands in Philippines, but Japan has 4,000. But the major island is only 4, Hokkaido, Honshu, Shikoku, and Kyushu. And Okinawa is down south. And from the northern part of Hokkaido and down south Okinawa, the distance is 3,000 kilometers, so long. And in Japan, we have a Tokyo head office, and Nagoya, and Osaka. Tokyo is very famous, but Nagoya is getting very busier because Toyota's headquarters and affiliate companies, most of the affiliate companies are located in Nagoya area. Osaka was second only to Tokyo, but now Nagoya is getting bigger and bigger. And our business model, we import products from overseas, and also we procure products from their domestic organizations, or sometimes we procure from a supplier. And sometimes we make our own brand products, like an infrared laser microscope or optical disc mastering system for DVD or post-DVD. Those are our own products, using subcontractors. So-called Japan Laser is a trading company. At the same time, a fabless factory using subcontractors to make our own products. And also, we have customers in Japan as well as Korea. And the timelines, we start business with selling lasers to scientific customers, and then like material processing, cutting, drilling, welding, whatever, using lasers. We start this business, and then start development of optical disc mastering system, and then microprocessing for MEMS applications or mask applications. In 1995, microprocessing, and also OEM business or catalogs too. And the Sebastian Retter is here. The why I was here, I am here now, because the Japan Laser has been promoting his father's company, Sympatech GmbH, since 1995. But before GEO, our parent company, started the representation business or promoting Sympatech products from 1989. But unfortunately, Sympatech business at GEO wasn't profitable, and they transferred the business to my company in 1995. But we can manage very well. So since then, this is very important business at Japan. I'll talk about. This is organization, the similar situation with your company or your experience. And so today people are about, about 46 or 47, 49. And now, from this part, it's very important for your information. Although our company, JLC, was founded in 1968, but the two trading firms merged together in 1983, which was the origin of today's Japan Laser, which is the birth date of the Japan Laser. And we increased the, this red lines represent sales, annual sales amount, and the blue line represent POs, purchase orders amount. And we are reasonably increased both POs and sales. But suddenly, 1986, we decreased both POs and sales about 30%, I remember. And probably I will tell you why so big decrease. I have some notes here. Are you aware of so-called the Plaza Agreement, International Exchange Rate Adjustment Conference? Probably already 20 years ago, so most of students don't know this kind of things. But when I was transferred to Boston, the exchange rate between Japanese yen and U.S. Currency is 250 yen to dollar. So therefore, they are it is good for GEO or Toyota or Canon or Nissan, the exporters, to get a lot of money. But instead, for American company, American automobile or American manufacturers, it's not good. Therefore, the American asked other countries to devalue the dollar at the conference. The conference was held at a famous Plaza Hotel in New York, inviting financial ministers from Germany, France, England, Japan, of course, America, United States, among advanced countries. And then the USA, America asked to devalue the value. Because the American government saw that if the dollar was cheap overseas, their products would sell abroad, and the American economy would get better. So for exporters, American exporters, the cheap dollar is preferable. So then once signed the agreement at the Plaza Hotel, the amazingly exchange rate sharply dropped, the US dollar dropped from 240 yen to the 150 yen to the dollar in 1 year, within 1 year, which happened 85 and 86. Why, you know, we lost this kind of business? Because the four important, as I told you, you know, high yen appreciation, low dollar is good from the cost or price of point of view. However, our customers are like Toyota, Nissan, Canon, those are exporters. And under 150 yen to the dollar, they are forced to cut cost, budget, expenses. And they stopped procuring the product, overseas product particularly. So therefore, we lost many customers, and eventually we decreased our purchase orders, accordingly sales amount. So this happened 1 year after the Plaza Agreement, which is 1986. But still, the company didn't have so many employees. Therefore, here, 1986 is still black figures here. However, now, then from the bottom in 1986, the Japan's economy recovered, and we enjoyed, you know, more POs and sales amount. But during this period is called bubble economy. Why the Japan's economy bubble? So the I will introduce some comment. The decline of US dollar caused Japan's bubble economy. Why? The Japanese government lowered interest as an economic countermeasure. They lowered interest rate. And the increased interest rate on bank loans dropped substantially. And companies borrowed large amount of money easily from banks and bought up land. And the real estate company in particular, started buying up land, so land prices skyrocketed, you know. And the company mortgaged the appreciated land and borrowed even more money from banks and leveraged it to buy more land. This is bubbled. So at that time, many Japanese companies bought American real estate, including Rockefeller Center in New York, or Columbia Pictures, or MCA Pictures, or very famous golf links in California. Or at that time, I was in Boston, and also I was interviewed by TV reporters. So this interview was on the air with the title of "Buying Bay State." Buying Bay State means Massachusetts. So Japanese people are buying Bay State. So then, you know, I had to make many excuses. But anyway, it's a bubble economy. So therefore, this period, the bubble economy, JLC, our company also enjoyed lots of POs and POs sales. So say nearly $15 million US dollars if you convert 110 to dollar. At that time, exchange rate is different, but if we use the rate today. But now, bubble burst. You know, today, in the United States, someone pointed out that they are now in bubble economy with land. But it's not the entire United States. But I see definitely bubble economy in California or in Florida. Many houses, whenever I visit California, I see more houses, more new houses. Even coming to Germany this time, last week I was in California attending Photonics West in San Jose, and I saw many new houses. Oh, it's, you know, bubbled. But eventually bubble economy will burst. Then they were, you know, suffered from deflation or something like that. So today, American government try to avoid this bubble burst by all means, but no one knows in the future. But in Japan, unfortunately, bubble burst around, he say, 90s. You know, the Nikkei stock index, today, still 17,000 yen. And the lowest rate, in 2002, it hit down around 7,000 yen. The highest Nikkei index was 39,000 yen in 1989. The last day of December, it hit 39,000 yen. So already 16, 17, or 18 years passed, but still Japan's Nikkei index doesn't recover to the highest level yet. So the very long time, more than 15 years, we are suffering from burst bubble economy or deflation. And once bubble burst, what kind of things happened? For example, I bought the golf membership at the cost of 2 million yen at that time. But today, only 5,000 yen. Unbelievable, almost nothing. 2 million yen down to 5,000 yen. And stock price I already mentioned, still less than half. And many land. For example, I bought a very tiny, land, about 100 square meter, or 120 square meter, suburban in Tokyo, in 80s, before coming to United States for investment, I bought. The cost is 30 million yen at that time. And then during bubble period, this price reached more than double, 80 million yen, from 30 million yen to 80 million. But now I needed to get some money to invest to my company. Then my wife, I decided to sell this land. Fortunately, this week it was sold successfully. However, the price is 20 million yen. So I lost 10 million yen. 10 million yen is how much euro you can convert. It's 1,000,000 yen, dakara. 100,000 US dollars. It's my loss. Once it went to deflation. You never experience this kind of deflation. Only Japan. Because Japan too much enjoyed bubble economy. So, and then, we started decreasing the purchase orders, the sales amount right here. And, next. So now, still 90s, we are black figures. But from 91, 92, 93, these 3 years, we are totally in red figures. Eventually, the end of 93, the JLC, it was on the verge of bankruptcy. And our main bank, which is Mitsubishi Bank, today Mitsubishi is the world's biggest bank today, refused to give us additional loan. And at that time, the parent company was also in red figures. But the parent company, GIOL, is a public company listed on the Tokyo Stock Exchange Bank. Therefore, the main bank supported financially. They continue the support. Financial support to the GIOL. But Japan Laser, no support from them. Then the Mitsubishi Bank asked my predecessor to come to GIOL top executive, to ask sending replacement of him with some emergency money. This is the reason why I was appointed to come to Japan Laser with 1 million yen or 100. 1 million US dollars, 1 million US dollars, or 1 million euro for, bridge fund or something, right? So then I come to the JLC Japan, right? So, so therefore, the you know, during 4 years nearly, we are red figures and we couldn't pay any dividend. Zero. This red line represents dividend, and dark blue line represents current profit, and white, bright blue represent profit after tax. So then I came to Japan Laser the end of 93 or beginning of 94, and officially I was elected as a president and CEO in May at a stockholders meeting. But now, so probably you are amazed. Once I took a full responsibility to rebuild the company, both POs and sales are continuously growing. So now nearly $30 million a month. So from the bottom, I recovered 3 times. Even though we were suffered from deflation. And in terms of the profit, so from the first year of my presidency, I got black figures. And you know, last 12 years, every year I got a black figure profit and no deficit. And fortunately enough, we cleaned up all deficit or losses in 2 years and started paying a dividend again the end of 95. 95, you know, Japan's fiscal year starts April through March. So therefore, the March 96, I paid 10% dividend. And I made official declaration. Now Japan Laser has recovered. Now it's high time to grow rapidly. So since then, we've grown. You know, Japan Laser is such a tiny company, but still we can get more than $1 million current profit a couple of times, twice. And this fiscal year also, I expect to exceed $1 million as a current profit this year. So, therefore, now, probably you may have questions. Why Kondo-san not rebuild the company so quickly or so successfully?
First of all, why JLC was verge of collapsing?
After I investigated the past and observed the people at Japan Laser, I found many reasons for this collapse. The first of all, here, very few orders, inadequate orders or sales amount or profit. It's true. The second, expense too much. Expense out of line with business. If the business is slow, expense must be lower. But if management didn't solve, the company will be bankrupt. So this is the second reason. And the third one, too many people we hired, too many people on staff, proportionate to total sales. You know, the after Plaza agreement, we once hit $10 million amount, but the number of employees not so great. But during the bubble economy, this was management mistake. During the bubble economy, everyone expect this bubble would continue forever. Today, many American people believe so. But eventually, it's not true. I'm confident. So anyway, then we hired many people. Once bubble economy burst, no slow business, low business, too much people. It's quite simple reason. And also, the personal expense was fixed. In Japan, so-called seniority systems and lifetime employment systems and company-based unions, those three tools are secret of Japan's economical success. It was often said in the 80s. When I was in Boston, very famous professor Ezra Vogel at Harvard Business School, Ezra Vogel mentioned, he wrote the books, Japan as number one. But at that time, I thought, Japan as if number one. Anyway, during the bubble economy or after economy burst, still Japan take this lifetime employment system and seniority system, which means the personal expense is fixed, and the fixed expense is increasing. This is another reason. And lack of effective administration, lack of management, and lack of a sense of crisis. This is very important. When I came to the company, many people lack of sense of crisis. You know, oh, our company in red figures, but parent company or banks, someone helped me or helped us. This is not true. Then nearly we went bankrupt. But anyway, many people didn't have the sense of crisis. This is one thing. And another thing is the poor communication among managers. I mentioned we have several offices, Tokyo, Osaka, Nagoya, but there are managers split out. But they didn't communicate each other, and they didn't share the critical information or sense of crisis. The poor communication. Probably you may go to big enterprises or you may start your startup company, but communication is the most important thing to successfully manage a company. But communication, saying communication is easy, but to enhance communication deeply is not so easy. It's not a matter of language. It's a matter of attitude. So therefore, even you know, Carlos Ghosn, today's president CEO of both Renault, French company, and Nissan, Japanese company, he spent 2 weeks in France, Paris, and 2 weeks in Tokyo, back and forth. Very tough. Amazing. So even, you know, I'm experiencing similar things. Last week I was in California, and this week in Germany, and tomorrow I'm coming back to Tokyo. At the end of February, I will be in Chicago. And next week, in early March, I'll be in Paris and Bordeaux, France, meeting our partners. So therefore, I know how tough it is. For them. But anyway, it's not a matter of language. It's a matter of attitude to enhance the communication. And then, yes, another reason. Poor communication among managers. And excessive long-term account receivers, okay? Excessive long-term inventories, okay? Ineffective sales promotion also, right? Most important, under-motivated people. So it's related to the communication. You must be motivated by all means, by leadership or president, or by customers' reputations or something. Anyway, you must be motivated. Or in other words, managers, directors, presidents need to motivate their own people by all means. Without motivated people, we cannot run the company. It's a simple principle, simple theory. And 12, lack of employees discipline. Oh, this is another thing. If the people are not motivated, then their discipline is getting worse and worse. Coming to the office late, you know. For example, taking the holidays, taking the one day off so frequently, it's bad. And 13, no energy or enthusiasm throughout the company. And finally, weak relationship with suppliers, like Sympatec or something, supplier. So, I think there are various factors, you know, to succeed, success to manage the company successful or to succeed. In order to succeed in this business, in any business, there are various factors to be aware of in each industry. However, there are no absolute rules to succeed for any company. And in terms of the bad things, you know, there are definite reasons for failure in any companies. So now I mentioned 14 reasons for our company's corruption. But those phenomena or those observations could be applied to your future company or your own organization. If you see such kind of things, it's a sign of danger, you know. Among them, most important things is how to motivate people, how to improve communication, how to share the sense of crisis, how to share the vision. This is a very important thing. Okay, then, so therefore, although 90s is often called lost generation or lost one decade in Japan, many people were suffered from. For example, under deflation, the annual salary, annual compensation, monthly salary, 10 years consecutively going down. Do you imagine your compensation has been going down every year? If you receive 10 million yen as annual turnover, compensation, next year 950, next year 900, 9 million, oh, sorry, 10 million, 9 million, 8 million, 7 million. This happened. And every price is going down. So this is deflation. Like I took examples, my business of selling my land. You know, this is quite everywhere you can see this kind of things under deflation. And then many how to recover the business for many companies. There is no secret. Almost all companies in Japan, even Toyota or Nissan, they reduced number of employees. They reduced number of regular employees. Instead, they hire temporary employees in order to decrease the personnel cost. And also, they sold, many land or factories or whatever in order to pay back the bank loans. And of course, some bank loans went bankrupt. Many insurance, life insurance company went bankrupt. And today, almost all insurance companies which were bankrupt were owned by American company, unfortunately. And during the bubble economy, we have more than 10, probably 13, 15 major banks. But today only three groups. Even Mitsubishi acquired Tokyo Banks, Sanwa Banks, Tokai Banks. And today Mitsubishi is the world's biggest bank with such another domestic major bank. So the number of banks is in Japan only three. Amazing. From 15 banks to 3 banks. And the temporary Japanese government gave tax money, it's government money. We pay tax, government to banks. Because banks had to write off many loans, so which cannot get by with government money. And still today, if you deposit money in Japanese yen, interest is zero. No. And if you get cash from automatic teller machine, ATM, whenever we get cash, we have to pay commission to the banks to own, although we have money in that banks. So the banks is getting lots of profit. And eventually, they returned all deficit, with the sacrifice of Japanese people. So today, why Japanese yen is so low, 120 yen to the dollar or 160 yen to the euro? The reason is quite simple. Here in euro, the interest rate is, say, 3.5 or 4%. Yeah. And the American Federal Reserve, 5.5 or something like that, 5.25%. Instead, Japan, 0.25 Federal Reserve, Bank of Japan rate. So many American people or European people came to Japan, borrowed lots of money from Japanese banks at the cost, at the interest of 0.5% or something, right? And they utilize this money in European market or American market where interest is 5% or more. This is carry trade. So this carry, due to this carry trade, Japanese yen remains low, very low, 160 yen to the dollar. Too bad. From my point of view, probably 120 yen to the dollar, 110 yen to the dollar, or 120 yen to the euro, it's quite acceptable. Because several years ago, when euro was introduced worldwide, the rate was 135 5 yen to the euro. And then this rate once went down the bottom, which was 90 yen to the euro. So if we buy the product from Sympatech, we paid only 90 yen. But today we have to pay 160. Imagine how German products are so expensive in Japan today. But anyway, it's not today's subject. Sorry. Okay, yeah, another 10 minutes. So now anyway, so we recovered. Okay, and so then fortunately, today, now I think Japan's economy hit the bottom in 2002, and gradually it's picking up, very gradually. Only the annual economic growth rate is 1% or 2%, while here in Germany, probably 2% or more, 3%, or in the States, 4% or something, I'm not sure today. So gradually. So definitely, Japan has recovered today, I can say, then the sun also rises. And in the next 10 years or one decade, Japan will be enjoying lots of business and a bright future, definitely. So today is a good time to invest money in Japan because yen is so low. You can more things with your currency, 160 yen to the euro, anything. But I'm quite sure in 10 years, Japan will be beautiful again. But at that time, lifetime employment system or seniority system or many other business practices based on the Japan's culture or history could be decreased. I don't say could gone, but decreased. And Japan will be more international, more global. Because another reason, the population in Japan is now decreasing. Once we hit 128 million people in such a tiny island in 2005, and from last year, the entire population is decreasing. Eventually, in 25 years, Japan population will be less than 100 million. So now we will lack of manpower. Like German received many workforce from Turkey. Eventually, it caused some social problem, I understand. But Japan was quite reluctant to accept foreign workers because Japan is a tiny island. So keep the traditional value, culture, whatever. But now it's changing. Otherwise, we cannot survive. So it's another story. But anyway, coming back to my business, now we are enjoying. Okay, and there are many partners in the worldwide. So this is Sympatech Gamebryer Germany, which is his father's company. If you have some time, I recommend you to visit Pulver House in Kraustau, Zellerfeld. Amazingly, in such a woods mountains, you will see beautiful building, a good combination of Western or modern style as well as has maintained the domestic atmosphere. And this is a really global company, or the president, Stefan Reuter, his father said, we are hidden champion. Still, the company is not so famous among yourself, but the company, having more than 100 people, such a small size company, but they have Sympatech UK Limited, Sympatech USA Inc., Sympatech Korea, Sympatech China, and Sympatech Japan, he wanted to establish, but still, I'm not ready to start Sympatech Japan. So, and this is last year, 2005 fiscal year, March 2005 April to March last year, the Sympatech is number three suppliers for Japan. Japan laser is the most prestigious, most biggest and very expensive laser trading firms. And among at Japan Laser, Sympatech is number three today. So, okay, and there are, it's not that good. So, and midterm strategy, strategic partners with Sympatech, expand new focus, it's American business. inspection semiconductors. Probably some of you may enter in the semiconductor industries. Introduce new suppliers, JCB and all that, and the capital increase. Joint venture with suppliers could be sympathetic. So midterm business plan. So we reached nearly $30 million level last year, and this fiscal year, which ended March this year, 2006 fiscal year, 31, and next from April, we are aiming 35, and eventually 40. As I told you, the company was established in 1968, so we're going to celebrate the 40th anniversary in 2008. In that particular year, we want to reach $40 million business. So celebrating 40th anniversary, having $40 million business, it's a good combination. Beyond the 50 to the future, means beyond the $50 million. And our philosophy, vision, venture, and victory. First of all, you have to have a vision. So probably you may need to ask yourself, what is your dream? What do you want to have? What do you want to be? What do you want to do? Now you can make your vision. Without asking yourself, it's almost impossible to make a vision. So, of course, as the president of Japanese, I'm making a vision already. And also, then once you establish your own vision, then you know that to achieve your vision, you need to take brave actions, you know, that are venturesome. Probably you remember very famous word, nothing ventured, nothing gained. The same words, proverb, also is in China or in Japan. If you want to tiger's house, you cannot get tiger's children. Tiger is very dangerous. It's a Japanese expression and Chinese expression too. So, but in English expression, nothing venture, nothing good. So, and eventually, yeah, you will enjoy the victory. So, there are three V is important. First, you need to establish your vision. Then, how to realize this vision? You have to take brave actions, which is venturesome. And then victory. And final, another car. Probably car is more easier to remember, car, automobile, car. C stands for confidence. And A stands for appeal. And R stands for respect. So then it's a car. L is just love, but it's in addition, additional things. First of all, we have to create the sense of confidence between counterpart or among ourselves or others. For example, I have to be confident in sympathy and in customers, or I have to be in our managers or employees. And also, you know, the products we sell to customers must be good enough. We get customers' confidence. We have to get customers' confidence. This candidate. And at the same time, appeal is very important for us because am I good enough as a president, or a Japan Laser is good enough as a distributor for Sympatech? Then we need to appeal to suppliers. I need to appeal to my employees, managers. At the same time, low-level employee to the middle-level manager need to appeal their capability, their willingness, their attitude, or enthusiasm. They need to appeal such things to the top management in order to get good evaluations, which eventually good salary, good compensations. Without appealing, company president is not aware. So, therefore, the confidence and also both sides, president, employee, or customers and our company, suppliers, distributors, banks and Japan Laser, both are appealing each other. And even both are confident in others. So throughout this kind of interaction or doing business together, we can create a sense of respect. I respect you. No, you respect me. I respect you. You respect me. I respect suppliers. Suppliers respect distributor. This kind of interaction is very important. Then just I added love. Love, power from love. We share the love. But anyway, I'm not so familiar with Christianity, so therefore I don't mention this one. But anyway, at least confidence, appeal, respect throughout the company is very important. This is one of my slogans. And another, okay. Finally, just what I'm asking my people, you know, as a president, you know, first, a keen sense of awareness. Very important. You know, collect new information with a keen sense of awareness and convey it quickly to those it may concern. This improves communication. Okay. Collect new information with a keen sense of awareness and convey quickly to those it may concern. Second, with saber fear. Adapt to changes in any situation with saber fear. World is changing quickly. The surrounding of company are changing so quickly. Even last week when I was in California, many things are changing. One of our suppliers will be acquired by bigger company. One of the supplier both will buy another company. This kind of things almost every day. Therefore, adapt to changes in any situation with saber fear. Third, three, the facts and the truth. Always strive to learn the facts and search for the truth. Before making my decision, I try to find the fact. Based on the fact and the truth, I will make decision. Otherwise, the decision won't be working well. So always, everyone need to, you know, strive to learn the fact and the force. The final, a force with a cheerful smile. This is most important thing. Greet others with a cheerful smile and approach everyone without preconception and prejudice. Particularly among international world societies, this cheerful smile is very important. Sometimes you approach others with preconceptions and prejudice, and it's difficult to learn. And in others, if you, who cannot smile needs additional argument. This is another word. But do you understand? You know, smiling is good to avoid any conflict. But if you don't smile, then you need additional argument with others. Simple principle. You know. Finally, complete picture. You know, always look at the complete picture to be able to explain it in plain and simple words to everyone. You know, if you see many things in your company, in your school, or in your family, always, you know, sometimes you focus on the very tiny one, but look at the entire complete picture. You know, this attitude is very important. So always I'm telling those five disciplines to my employees. And this is also very important. And for myself, you know, as a being president and for making my decision, I have eight disciplines for me. First, openly accept people coming into the company and don't pursue people leaving as it is. Gain by losing. This is a difficult conception for you. Gain by losing. It's rather difficult to understand. But anyway, it's a rather oriental thinking. Gain by losing. We understand gain by losing? Sometimes you lose something, but eventually you gain something later on. But anyway, gain by losing. Third, turn misfortune into a blessing. Sometimes you feel, oh, misfortune and bad luck. But you may be able to turn this misfortune to blessing. This is another thinking. Probably Western thinking could be the same. I don't know. Then four, more is not always better. Always you need more money, more food, more drinks. But it's not better. In other words, the orange that is too hard squeezed yields a bitter juice.
Now you understand, right?
The orange. Yeah? The orange that you too hard squeeze is bitter juice. So this is more is not always better. Four. Don't make yourself look good. Be candid. You don't need, you know, doing something more than yourself. Don't make yourself look good. Six, don't meddle with others. Don't meddle with others. And most important thing, make decisions by your own free will whenever you need to. Now, accept responsibility. Don't shift blame to others. As a president, this is most important thing. And finally, it's rather religious comments, but what happened around you is for the best and it's your fate. So, but it, this is very difficult to accept this kind of, to accept as it is, it's really bad, you know. What happened around you is for the best and is your fate. Accept life as it is. But it's very difficult because, you know, I have been president over 12, 13 years. Now, probably I expect to remain the CEO position another 5 years, I'm not sure. But, you know, being president is very tough. And sometimes, you know, bad things happen around me, but I shouldn't fight against such bad luck. Okay, accept it with thanks. Then, you know, turn the misfortune to the blessing, eventually. This is my experience. Anyway, probably, you know, those things I learned based on my business with JOL as well as Japan Laser, how to recover during the period, how to recover the company, I learned many things. Just I want to share those principles with you. Thank you very much for your kind attention.